Los Angeles erupted in riots 10 years ago after the acquittal of four white police officers in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. This month, a new case has emerged from the L.A. suburb of Inglewood. As in the King beating, this case involves white officers roughing up a black suspect during an arrest. And just as in 1991, this incident was recorded on videotape by someone nearby. So far, though, that's where the similarities appear to end. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that this time, investigations are moving swiftly.
The two Inglewood officers, Jeremy Morse and Bijan Darvish, were arraigned this week in Los Angeles County Court after a grand jury indictment.
Mr. Morse, you're charged in count one with the violation of Penal Code Section 149, assault by a peace officer under color of authority. Mr. Darvish, you're charged in count two of this indictment with the violation of Penal Code Section 118.1, filing a false report, both felonies.
Both officers pleaded not guilty. A videotape of the incident shows Officer Morse slamming 16-year-old Donovan Jackson onto the trunk of a squad car and punching him in the face. Morse's lawyer says his client was justified because Jackson had grabbed him in the groin. Outside the courtroom, just after the arraignment, community activist Morris Griffin responded to the court date with relief.
Today was unprecedented because I believe that this was probably the swiftest arraignment ever to be held on a police officer when we deal with police brutality in America. And for that, we thank you.
Griffin saluted the grand jury, the DA, as well as Inglewood's mayor and police chief and black leaders for responding quickly. Griffin is participating in a 40-day protest vigil outside the Inglewood Police Department, but 10 years ago, he wasn't this calm. He says that after the LAPD officers were acquitted in the King beating, he was among the first to take to the streets. The ensuing riots left 50 people dead and $1 billion in property damage.
To me, this is every bit of what the Rodney King beating was like. This beating could have caused an uprising if we did not have this kind of arraignment.
Investigations of police misconduct are underway by the Inglewood Police and the L.A. Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and the U.S. Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Inglewood's Mayor Roosevelt Dorn and Police Chief Ron Banks quickly expressed their outrage over what they saw on the videotape of Jackson, a student with learning disabilities who was handcuffed at the time.
The difference between Rodney King of 91 and Donovan Jackson of 2002 is that I think we've all in Los Angeles learned from our mistakes with Rodney King.
Kerman Maddox is a political consultant and longtime Angeleno.
You got to remember, back in 91, the chief of police was Daryl Gates, and he basically did everything he could to defend the police officers. And most of the political power structure went out of their way to defend the police officers.
Los Angeles has been through a lot. We're a little smarter about things now than we were 10 or 12 years ago.
Lou Cannon is author of the book Official Negligence, which analyzes how the Rodney King incident played out. He notes that the four LAPD officers were tried more than a year after the beating, during which time the videotape was shown repeatedly on television.
The biggest change that has occurred is that there's an extreme sensitivity to this. And I think that everybody realizes that there's a huge danger if people are inflamed because they think there isn't going to be any justice. That if you just let this stuff fester, if you don't move quickly, that you can have another civil disturbance on your hands.
Many people are saying they're surprised the Inglewood officers didn't learn more from the Rodney King incident. They say the police culture still allows officers to protect one another. But they also say relations between the African-American communities and the police in the L.A. area have generally improved since 1991. Arrest tactics have changed, and officers are now trained in cultural sensitivity. The president of the Inglewood Police Association, Neil Murray, says he supports Officers Morse and Darvish, and he'd be surprised if any officer didn't absorb the lessons of 10 years ago.
You know, you got to be absolutely crazy to go out and do something that is illegal, inappropriate, unacceptable, intolerable in a public arena. It's career suicide. And I think if 10 years has taught us anything, it's that, hey, it can happen. And if you are out there engaged in that kind of activity, then, you know, your chances of being observed, captured on videotape, are very, very good.
After the arraignment, both officers were released on $25,000 bonds. They face a pretrial hearing in Inglewood next month. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.